This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here. We're on the real side. Hey, everybody with me, listen, let's give a little applause. We want to thank Dave for filling in for me for a couple hours there. And David Goss, he's one of the founders or the founder of TrumpSingles.com. I think that's hilarious, right? You talk about entrepreneurship on something like that. You know, they have a, I won't give you the name of the site, but they had a site that tried to kind of copy that. And you know what? Don't bother. You know, Dave's a good guy, and I thought it was a great idea. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I always joke about the gifts, you know, as I said, gifts that keep on giving, right? And you got Nancy Pelosi, Sheila Jackson Lee. I mean, we can go on and on and on with this. And we haven't heard from Wasserman Schultz for a while. I mean, she's another perfect one. I love her. And Sheila Jackson, who was that? That woman was from Florida. Was great. Now there's a new ad that's running that the Republicans are running, and I think I fit it in. It's a great ad. It's a wonderful ad. It's an ad that that we should all use and work with. I mean, Pelosi, for us, Pelosi is a great marketing tool.
Democrat leader Nancy Pelosi and her liberal allies spent over $6 million to elect Jackie Rosen.
Claire McCaskill's gone Washington. Like joining Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi, supporting a national energy tax.
With votes against West Virginia and Washington, Manchin sided with Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi, voting to give an amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants.
You know, and there's so much more. They probably could do a 7-minute ad on that. Do you know what I mean? At least I would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to get involved in the conversation. Now, despite not serving or not even running, actually, for the United States Senate, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is becoming the favorite foil in Republican Senate races. In Congress, Nevada Democrat Senate candidate Jackie Rosen voted with Pelosi nearly 90% of the time, the ad says, which is true. Now, which is, you know, again, you want to rile up the right? You want to rile the right up to come out and actually vote when some of them don't think we're fine. Look, if there's any of you that have friends around you that are Republicans, maybe they're squishy Republicans, maybe they're not consistent voters, but they're Republicans, go give them a little thump upside the head, okay? Wake them up and get them to understand that there is an undercurrent going on. We definitely don't want to let the Dems take that. Look, if the Dems take the House, this will be nothing more than a 24/7 investigation of the president, all 10 of his toes, all 10 of his fingers. I mean, seriously, this will get nuts, and no governance will get done, absolutely none. Now, the ads that are running like crazy are paid for by the Senate Leadership Fund. It's co-founded by the Bush-era political guru and Fox News contributor Karl Rove, although I'm not a big fan of his, but that's just me. I don't dislike the guy, don't get me wrong, but, you know, in the Old Testament, when the prophets got it wrong, you know, they stoned them to death. I never come out and tell you I have a clue as to what I'm doing. I'm like you. I just get to get in front of the mic more, and I get to read more about this stuff. And I thought it was interesting that Joe Biden came out talking about how Republicans, or President Trump, actually, You know, how is he ponying up to some of these regimes, some of these nasty, terrible regimes? And I was thinking that, you know, maybe Joe forgot, to put it in my best English, Joe forgot what was going on, what his boss, his administration, the administration he was part of. I think Joe forgot about, you know, the Castro brothers. Remember them? Right? Ahmadinejad. I mean, seriously, being in bed with Iran, all that stuff didn't seem to bother him at all. You want to talk about notorious dictators? Hateful, hateful people? I could have a field day with this. Are you nuts? 855-REAL-JOE, 855, I just get all wound up. I'm sorry. So now, in the Fox News National Poll, it shows 29% of registered voters have a favorable opinion of Pelosi, a fact exploited by President Trump at his rallies. At a September rally in Missouri, he said, a vote for Claire McCaskill is a vote for Nancy Pelosi. It's so true. Think about what Schumer and Pelosi have been saying. They're going to roll back the tax cuts. Right? I mean, they're going to do the same thing that Trump, that they feel that Trump did to Obama. Are you ready for that? Are you willing to put up with that? Is that really what you're looking for? And you Republicans who think it won't matter, won't help, not a big deal, don't do that. Don't do that. Get off your butt and get involved and don't do that. Despite negative portrayals of Pelosi by Republicans, images like her as then-House Speaker passing Obamacare, she remains a fundraising machine among the Democrats in the third quarter. She held 250 fundraising events in 29 cities. She raised $34 million for Democrats to bring it to a total of $121 million. You know, and think about something. They verbally abused her in Miami the day when she went down there. Really, they were telling her to leave. She didn't belong there. The Cubans, the ones that she claims to love. See, she only loves the immigrants and the refugees when you're part of her team. If you're not part of her team, you don't stand a chance. David Fisher joins me in the next hour. The next segment, and he's going to talk about your finances, where they're at. Should you be concerned about the roller coaster ride going on? Do you have to buy a tonnage of gold? Do you have to buy a tonnage of silver? I mean, seriously, give it some thought. I don't know about you guys, but I don't know about finances like David does and other people. I can't track everything, so you might be doing okay in your stock portfolio. But it doesn't hurt you to get other information, does it? I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. I really mean that. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. God bless. Don't go. Heat up your coffee. All right? That'll keep you awake. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
We're good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
You're back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. CEO of Landmark Capital. And what I love to say about David is he puts finances in plain, simple English. Frankly, any sixth grader should get it when he's done with you. If you don't get it, it's just because you're not paying attention. Seriously. David, thanks for being with me.
You're very welcome. I'm glad I'm teaching sixth grade economics again.
Hey,
no,
that's the best place. Listen, that's the best place to start. You got kids in high school don't even know how to make out a check, for God's sake.
Well, I was just going to say, if we're teaching that, then I'll be seeing, here's how you balance a checkbook, and the public school system doesn't do that, at least last time I checked.
Oh, my God. You're starting to scare a whole bunch of people now. Balance a checkbook. What is that all about, right?
Well, the government doesn't know what that is either.
No, they don't, right. Well, I still got, remember back in the old day, it was like, I still got checks, I might still have money, right? I mean... Oh, wow. Hey, listen, last week the markets were down with the exception of, you know, Friday small bounce. This week the markets have been down every day except for one. What? Come on. My seatbelt is getting a lot of use on this roller coaster.
There's a lot of red going on in the markets, not a whole lot of green. We're at a crossroads is what's happening. Last week, the Dow was down 5.6%, S&P 5.3%, and the Nasdaq down 5.1%. Today, the numbers are the Dow closed down 1.27, the S&P 1.43, and the Nasdaq closed down 2.06. The Russell Index, which we don't talk a whole lot about, is a leading indicator, is down 1.86% today, but there's six sectors across the board that are either at a breakthrough support levels or broke down through resistant levels. In other words, either they're at a crossroads, either going to go up or go down. In the six sectors that I'm referring to, obviously, I've mentioned three, the Dow, Nasdaq, the S&P 500, the 10-year is at a crossroads. When it broke last week, 3.135%. Today it's higher at 3.175%. That's the yield on a 10-year, which is an indicator that we're going to have higher rates. And when we start having market gyration, when that yield broke 3%, that's a major number. So we broke another one. The dollar index broke down through a support level for a couple days at 95, and thus gold, another sector, has been moving up. So this has all been happening, and it's trying to figure out which way the markets are going to go, and because of they're trying to figure that out, it's being influenced by other factors, fears of interest rate hikes, the Fed raising rates, what's going on in Europe with Mario Draghi commenting on Italy. Or should I say Italy wanting to do their own thing, not abide by the European Union rules. What's going on with the Saudi Arabia drama, China, obviously, and Mnuchin texting that he's not going to go to Saudi Arabia because of the environment there. So those are all rumors or facts that are causing market hiccups and massive uncertainty. That's why you're seeing this whole volatility.
Well, you know, you're talking about Italian independence, basically. I mean, are more and more of the European nations underlying or hinting at not really adhering to the European Union? I mean, really, from a financial basis, you and I have actually kind of joked about this a long time ago. I said it's a bunch of bankrupt nations putting into a bankrupt bank who was lending back out to the bankrupt nations to pay their bills. It's vapor money.
Well, it's not just only that. It's, Joe, it's one country dictating 27 sovereign countries on how to live and financially act, and it just has never really worked, fully implemented, that is. And so here with Brexit coming up March of next year, will fully probably be complete if Theresa May has anything to do with it, and I know that's her goal. Italians are questioning the whole thing with Brussels dictating how they're going to finance their debt structure. So this is So this is what's happening over in Europe, which is causing uncertainty because we live in a global economy.
Yep. Yeah, and again, I've loved the conversations you and I've had around this because it really doesn't, forgive me, I'm not trying to insult anybody, but it doesn't take a college degree to figure out that if nobody has any money, and the other group doesn't have any, how does this all eventually come together? It doesn't. It comes crashing down at some point in time. Somebody's going to figure this out. But anyhow, a story for another day. So, I get all excited about this stuff. Can you tell? So, you know, we're in a different environment right now. J.P. Morgan says that the sell-offs are about 80% over and will be reversed by, you know, share buybacks. Where are you at with this? You think Morgan's right?
Well, I think parts of his statements are right. The technical factors being buybacks of stocks completely have driven the markets up. And they're 100% right in that. That has been the number one fundamental that has caused stocks to move higher, along with the Fed making money cheap. So now that the Fed is pulling away the punch bowl and raising rates and unwinding the balance sheet, that's causing market gyration. Will buyback of stocks save the day? It could, but you know, they're just, that's just one little thing. If that's the case, then how come we had a big hiccup today? This had nothing to do with buyback, a lack of buyback of stocks. This had everything to do with higher rates, uncertainty in Europe, going on with Saudi Arabia. But there's lots of other people who are saying just totally the opposite. I mean, Ron Paul just came out last week, you know, former senator, said we have now a 50% stock market decline that's coming. We had Ray Dalio that said just last week, and I've been quoting him, he's a billionaire hedge fund manager for Bridgewater. He says now there's a 30% chance, or excuse me, now there's a chance of a 30% dollar depreciation over the next 2 years. If that happens and Ray's right, J.P. Morgan's going to be way off track. There's other people. Stanley Druckenmiller has now been warning that there's massive debt problem, and he's saying that is going to be the thing that's going to lead to a financial crisis. He's been saying that in the past, and he's been chiming in on it again. So he's a billionaire, and Jeffrey Gundlach, billionaire, is saying with the U.S. Yields going up, that's the number one thing that we need to watch that will cause a bomb to go off is what the terminology he uses to cause the market to go down. So
a bongle? What the heck is a
bomb? Financial bomb.
I'm sorry, he's saying. I apologize.
No, it's okay.
A financial bomb to go off,
and you know. Wow. So I think J.P. Morgan is right for the short term. But you only can rely on stock buybacks
for a period of time. We're going to have to hit that on the other side of the break because, you know, we both believe in capitalism and I can't depend on stocks. So we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. David Fischel will still be with us on the other side of the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
And in just 90 days, the people of this incredible state are going to send Matt Rosendale to the U.S. Senate to protect your jobs. And protect your Second Amendment, which is under siege.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Montana.
This will be an election of Kavanaugh, the caravan, law and order, and common sense. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be an election of those things.
Taking a look at your money now, stocks down on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 327 points to close at 25,379. That's a loss of 1.5%. The NASDAQ dropping 157 and the S&P 500 losing 40 points. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. That's right. I can see you put your dancing shoes back on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let's get right back to it. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always enjoy the time that he spends with us. David was commenting on J.P. Morgan saying that the sell-off is about 80% over, and we're going to be just fine. What say you, David?
You know, they could be right, Joe. But it's just one component. There's so many other components to this big cog of a wheel here. To say that that's going to be the thing that's going to save the day once we get back into corporate earnings again, you know, that's pretty narrow base, and the market needs more help than just corporate buybacks. It has helped quite a bit, though, I will say, and an analyst just came out and talked about that. Analyst has been saying, in fact, this is the same analyst that his name is Jesse Colombo, and he's with Clarity Financial. He's also predicted the 2008 crash. He came out here just a few days ago, and he's calling for another major crash, but he's saying he's not going to pull any punches. He says this whole thing has been influenced by the Fed artificially inflating it. It's been influenced exactly by corporate buybacks of stocks. He says, here's his quote, "The U.S. household wealth boom since the Great Recession is a sham, a farce, a gigantic lie that's tricking everyone into believing that happy days are here again, and even though the engines that are driving it are bubbles that are going to burst and cause a crisis that will be even worse than the 2008 crash." He goes on to say other things in depth and gives charts and data to support his very vivid explanation, kind of something that you might hear me say, but not with that tone with it. I'm a little bit more conservative than that. And this is a guy who's a stock guy. So I would just be careful with what's happening in the market right now and say it's going to run and run and run. This is the same thing people were saying in 2008.
Right. You know, so let's talk about the Fed now, right? So President Trump has said that his very strong views on the Fed, I mean, he's been really outspoken on how, but haven't most presidents really been outspoken on the Fed, or is it just that he's been more direct?
Well, the president is supposed to be independent of the Fed, or the, should I say the Fed's independent of the president. And this Fed is totally data-driven. Alan Greenspan commented recently on this. He says the best thing that the Fed could do is put earmuffs on and ignore the president. So, and I support that, because let's look at the history of what President Trump has said. And I'm not here to throw him under the bus, but he's flip-flopped on his opinion several times here. In 2011, when he was running, when he wasn't in office, he said the Fed's reckless monetary policies will cause problems in years to come. He's referring to low interest rates under the Obama regime.
Right.
In April of 2017, he says, I like low interest rate policies. I must be honest with you. He told the Wall Street Journal with 3 months into taking office. On August of this year, he says, I put a man in there who I like and respect. He's referring to Jerome Powell. He said that to Bloomberg. Recently, he said on Fox and Friends, the Fed is getting a little cute. That's all. It's ridiculous what they're doing. The Fed is making a big mistake. I think the Fed's gone crazy. And the Fed is local, is going local, and I see no reason for them to do it. Let me put it into perspective here. President Trump should be sending a thank you note to the Fed for a couple reasons. One, the people that debate that we have an economic, healthy economy or not, it will all go away, because when the Fed raises rates, they're confirming we have a healthy economy, a robust economy. That's why they're raising rates. So this is the number one thing that endorses President Trump's policies, that's saying what he's done and put into effect is working. That's why the Fed has to raise rates. So he should be looking at it as a blessing, not as a curse. The other thing is to keep in mind, we won't have this happy days forever. Markets always change and economies change, and the tide goes in and the tide goes out. Right. That's how life works. It runs in a cycle. So if the Fed didn't raise rates, they won't have any weapons. They won't have any ammunition to lower interest rates to inject capital in the system like they did before in 2009. So they have to do this. This is just part of what the Fed does. So I say just relax. This is what they have to do. They have to get towards normalized rates. And yeah, nobody likes markets going down, but we've been warned for 5 years that this was going to happen, and now we're here, and we don't like it.
Well, wait a minute.
And saying they're out of their crazy? That's insane.
You didn't expect us to actually pay attention, did you?
Well, I pay attention to the trends of the financials. That's what I do, obviously, and I call it as it is, whether who's in office as president.
Yeah.
And, I'm not going to play the political game. And I do support Trump. They may sound like I'm talking on both sides of my mouth. I support a lot of things he says, but when the things he said about the Fed, he's not looking at it in the perspective of the operations of the Fed. I think the Fed has gone crazy. They shouldn't have injected as much money in the system as they did in 2009 for 5 years.
But
I get that.
Yeah, to say to my listeners, you don't even agree with your wife or your husband 100% of the time. So, let's just be honest about it. People get all crazy when somebody says something negative or pseudo-negative or what appears to be negative about Trump. But the man is not a perfect man. No man is. And, the bottom line with it is he makes mistakes. He does dumb things at times. We all do. So people, get over it, and go ahead, David, move on. You like that?
One of the signs of a good leader, he's going to, take new data and change as the economic environment changes, and he's entitled to do that as a president. I'm not throwing stones and calling him out and saying he's wrong. I'm just saying this is where he's changed his view of the Fed, and that's okay. But he should change back to where it really functions properly, and the Fed is independent of the president, of the government, and they're doing exactly what they need to do. Like it or not, this is what they have to do.
Right. Yeah, and again, I'm in an elected office here in my little local town. No, I'm not the president of these United States, but you find out a lot when you go back into, when you go in there and you get behind the scenes, if you would, and you start to get information. And sometimes you have to change your viewpoint on something because the information you were getting on the outside wasn't the reality of what you see once you get on the inside. It's not a fear thing. And it's not a giving in thing. It's just the reality of the facts that you don't always see. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, all right. So again, you mentioned gold's performance. Where's it going to go? I mean, is it Should I bury it in the backyard? What should I do with it?
Well, it broke through two major resistance levels. One is a psychological level at $1,200, and the other one is a technical level at $1,222. We're just shy of $1,228. If we get to $1,235, maybe $1,237, somewhere in that level, so we're going to be making a fairly large run to $1,300. That's what the technicals say. The fundamentals, gold, first of all, gold shouldn't be going up right now. But this tells you the strength of gold. And the reason it's moving now versus in the past it hasn't been is every time we've had uncertainty in the markets like we're having now, people went to the dollar. This time they went to gold. So there's a new trend that's starting to happen here. They're not going to the dollar. Even though rates are rising, this time they went to gold. So I think there's some new fundamentals that are happening in the gold market. And I think we're going to see now, like I've said before, $1,300 gold by the end of the year, which is in line with what Commerce Bank said, Bank of America said it, Goldman Sachs said it. Goldman Sachs said average level for gold next year is 1350. So now is the time to be saying I need to put some gold in the portfolio. Definitely, we're definitely in that environment.
You know, you have always said, and I want to hit this on the other side of the break, but you've always talked about the, you know, a fourfold approach, if you would, right? I mean, and if I get it wrong, you're always allowed to correct me. You already know that. The fourfold approach was, you know, real estate, stocks and bonds, precious metals, and, you know, cash in the drawers in the kitchen. I won't say coffee cans because I know that makes some people crazy. But, you know, you have to be diversified, if you would. And diversified just doesn't mean, you know, pork rinds and coffee futures, right? I mean, it means a heck of a lot more than that. And so we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, David Fisher will be with us speaking plain, simple English. I know that sounds kind of weird. I know it's hard to understand. Plain, simple English on your finances. I'm Joe Masini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes. Reducing under eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. you can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. As I always say, nothing says Americana more than Charlie Daniels. Seriously. I mean, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. As I love to say about the guy, plain simple English on your finances. Even I can understand it. David, thanks so much for being with me.
You're very welcome, Joe. My honor to be on your program once again.
You know, the thing I love about you is this. We talk about this. We've talked about it many times, and people, I won't say they get a kick out of it, but they really do can grasp this, which is you talk about a fourfold a finance plan, if you would, which is, you know, stocks, bonds, real estate, precious metals, and having actual cash in the house, right?
A lot of people put it on a one level of playing field instead of a multifaceted field. But unfortunately, those people have done that in the past. When we went through 2008, were the ones that had the biggest loss, whether that one area that they were in, or whether it be stocks, or the other one area that they would be in instead of stocks would be real estate. Those are the two areas that got hit the worst. So, if you saw what was going on in the market here just recently, this is just a small microcosmic environment of a bigger one that happened in 2008. And if we have history repeat itself, another time coming up, which obviously there's a lot of people saying this, and there are lots of people saying it that have nothing to do with gold, they're saying this is going to come again at some level, and some saying it's worse than 2008. So just a couple weeks ago, if you would have diversified into gold, you would have had a couple percent uptick in gold and not a 5 to 7% loss in stocks. So I mean, that's a net difference of 7 to 9% already. So that's just a week. If we, you know, bring about a repeat of 2008, you know, you're going to want to wish that you had gold before all that. And this is why you want to have some cash also. Cash became king, as they say, the old adage. You didn't go use your gold to go to the grocery store. It was a hedge against the other falling investments, stocks and real estate. And if Jesse Colombo is right, we'll have a big, severe real estate correction going on. So if Ron Paul is right, 50% stock market correction, that'll cause a lot of financial heartache. So if we have those environments, we're probably going to see a big run towards gold. So it's very important to not ignore economics. We're at the end of an economic cycle. The last 7 years, we're on the 10th year. And yes, we have a healthy economy, but we have a uncertainty in the system of debt structure, and a lot of things causes these market gyrations now, especially higher interest rates, and they're here to stay for at least another 2 years. So this is higher prices in gold. We've seen it now happen. So this is why you put some money into stocks, you put some money into real estate, got to live somewhere, you put some money into cash, got to have some money on the sidelines. And you have some gold to diversify in case the other sectors go down. Right. That's a well-balanced portfolio. It worked in 2008. It worked here just recently. And it will work the next big downturn.
You know, I've been listening to you for quite some time about this. And what I tell people all the time is, even though you're a precious metals guy, you're not constantly hawking precious metals, which is, you know, again, shows that you care about people as a whole, not in any, you know, oh, I got to get them to buy my stuff and that's it, because it's not how you operate. I know that personally. So, and I appreciate that about you. You know, if you're sitting back now and you, and again, we've talked about this at length, but, you know, reiterate, you're sitting back now, you don't have $3 or $4 or $5 million sitting around, you don't know what to do with. You are, as I refer to, the average Joe. Maybe you got a nice little 401k, you've got a nice little stock portfolio, you got a few bucks hidden around the house. Looking out into the future, I mean, again, we're hearing about things happening in the market and crashes. And what kind of would be your plan? What would be your, how would you handle it?
Well, most of our clients, the demographics, don't have $3 to $5 million. They have a couple $100,000 of liquid assets in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or maybe $50,000 or $25,000. So we say let's get educated. Let's come up with a plan. Let's get you properly protected, because it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when this market will change and the environment changes. You're going to want to have some precious metals in the portfolio and cash to change with it. So we recommend that they sit down with one of my representatives and get educated. There's no pressure, no obligation. We're big on strategy, and their eyes will be wide open, and it will help them greatly. And then from there, if they want to make a decision to get some diversification, we can help them out with that.
And I think, I mean, last you and I talked, you had something going on where you had some kind of newsletter that you put out on a regular basis.
Well, I got one that came out here. It's called Back to the Future. Haven't we learned the obvious? And the obvious is still coming about. Talks about the debt structure, budget debt, national debt, treasuries, ballooning, corporate debt, and how it's affecting the market, how it affected the market in 2008, and how we're having a repeat of that because their numbers are much more drastic today than back then. At the end of the newsletter, there's a little fun thing there. Somebody can win something by calling our company, because there's a little riddle there. And for you to get the answer to the riddle, you obviously will have to read the newsletter. You can do that by going to our website, landmarkgold.com. If you want to get information packet, though, you can call us the old-fashioned way, 844-715-7311.
Okay, but what I want you to do, too, by the way, I love the back, what is it, God, I just had it on the tip of my tongue, now I can't get it up. Well, the Great Deflate, that was the one. The coming great deflate. I thought that was a great line. You know, and people, again, they watch the market, they watch stocks, and it's like anything else, man. If you don't know the terminologies and you don't understand how this stuff works, you can't get all crazy about it unless you get informed and you get some information. They can also get some of that on your website, you know, what's going on in some of the terminologies as well, correct?
Absolutely. You know, that article, it's a white paper. It's called Time is Up, Which Bubble Will First to Trigger. Let me back up. That's a white paper. It's called Time is Up, Which Bubble Will Burst First to Trigger the Coming Great Deflate. Ironically, it gives in-depth analogy of kind of exactly what I've been quoting Jesse Colombo, who's a financial analyst from Clarity Financial. I put this report together in January, and he's coming out with a detailed report also, and they're very similar. So obviously other people are saying the same thing that I'm saying, and that will help people understand the big picture.
All right. So, David, let's say you not that you're just starting out, but you're starting to really save some decent money. You're starting to really get some financial assets, if you were to put aside. When does one decide, okay, it's time for precious metals? You know, most people don't come out of the chute as they're starting to put money together. They usually you got your real estate first, and then you move towards your stocks, and then what do you do?
Yeah, most people, they want to have a home to live in. They usually do that before they even have a stock portfolio outside of their retirement.
Right.
If you have a 401k or through your company that you work for, that's great. Continue that. So if you've accumulated wealth in that 401k and you're probably past the age of 59 and a half, that is eligible. Most 401ks are. And there might be some plans that have eligibility if you're younger than 59 and a half to roll over and to buy physical metals in your retirement plan without a tax liability. So that's why I say meet with one of my representatives. They're very well trained, and finding out if you're even qualified, if it would work for you, and if it would benefit you. Because some people, we've said over a few years, so I can count on a couple hands, that it just wasn't in their best interest, and we told them that. So, but to answer your question, when's the time to buy gold? When it was below 300 in 1999, but
all right, so
we can't go back in time. That's
what I'm
saying.
So give me something else here.
So it's there's no wrong time to buy gold.
Yeah.
Just like there's no wrong time to take your journey or buy stocks. Just be careful. Don't be buying at all-time highs. That's all.
Right. And then quickly, because we're running out a little bit out of time, but let's talk about percentages. I mean, do you years ago you used to say 25, 25, 25, 25. I mean, has that changed at all?
Well, it's a different for each person. There's some people are much more heavily weighted in the metals, and some people are a lot less.
Okay.
It comes down to, you know, are they living off their retirement? So it's not a one answer that fits all. Just like if you're talking to your financial planner about your portfolio in stocks, it's going to be age dependent on how much money you should have in bonds compared to cash, compared to, you know, stocks and or maybe even mutual funds. So it's a more of a personal decision that's based upon your age and your goals and what your view of the market is.
Well, all right. Tell people real quick again, one last time, how they get in touch with you, how they find you, and how they get all this great information.
Well, they can go to our website at landmarkgold.com. Or they can call us the old-fashioned way, 844-715-7311.
And I'll give you Dave's home phone number. No, I'm just kidding. but you know, David will get on the phone with you there at work, and no problem trying to walk you through some of these things. David, always a pleasure to have you on with me. I appreciate your time so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Joe.
Yeah. You listen to The Real Side with Joe Messina. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We'll be here tomorrow. Hopefully you will, too.